Steady as the Stars in the Woods. Written by Kay Burf. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars fanfic featuring the relationship Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Tagged for Forests, Autumn, Handholding, Forest Walks, Fluff, Pre-Relationship. The planet they are on is karking cold. Cody doesn't usually mind the cold, but he also doesn't actively choose to be out in it regularly. Though, to be fair, Cody doesn't get many choices. Typically, when he is out in the cold, he is on patrol, wearing his cold weather gear, not in civvies. He shoves his hand deeper within his pockets, grateful for the warm vest lent to him by his general. He feels bare without his armor, wrapped only in the comfort of his blacks, this vest, and the presence of Obi-Wan Kenobi walking beside him. The leaves crunch beneath their feet as they walk in companionable silence. Their breaths, little clouds in the air in front of them. The forest is still around them, save for the rustle of animals occasionally leaping between the treetops. Cody cranes his neck each time he hears something above them, curious about the wildlife around them. It is rare for them to have this sort of downtime on missions. Rare to have the confidence that there is no need to anticipate an ambush of sorts. But the 212 were given a week of time off after a particularly brutal mission. He imagines that perhaps Senator Amidala pulled some strings. He is not blind to the affection she has for Skywalker, and in turn, his general. If Cody had picked how he would spend his leave, he'd have spent it sparring and training with his buddy. Read mission logs or maybe a leisure book. Perhaps even, he would let himself sleep in a few times. He wouldn't have chosen to go to a planet that experiences seasons to do nothing but sip tea and sit next to the fireplace. It was Obi-Wan's turn to choose the location of their leave, though, and after a last time, when Cody chose to take the entirety of the 212 on what he thought was a very interesting and formative trip to Kamino to help train some junk cadets, he said that they needed to actually relax. The problem is that Obi-Wan's version of relaxing is, well, rather boring. Which is probably unfair of him. Cody imagines, in another life, that he might have really enjoyed this type of thing, if he hadn't been literally programmed to, well, not enjoy it. Relaxing just isn't in the nature of his body. Unfortunately, not something that they can do. Their brains are too busy, their bodies never able to be still. He is generalizing a little. He knows this about himself. There are certainly body who enjoy the quiet life, who enjoy stillness and warm drinks and watching the world. Cody just feels like he is not designed to be someone like that, like some of his body were allowed to feel more human than he has been allowed to feel. When Cody is still, his whole body vibrates with the need to move again. When he tries to focus on one thing that registers as even slightly boring, his brain wanders. Obi-Wan's voice pulls him out of his thoughts. Cody realizes, blinking in the soft light of the evening, that he has been standing still on the path. Obi-Wan must have kept walking before he noticed that Cody had stopped, as he seems to be walking back towards him now, ducking beneath a low-hanging branch.
"Hmm?"
Cody says in response. "I asked if everything was all right, dear."
"Oh."
Cody gives him a sheepish smile.
"I was thinking about how, well, how this kind of thing, with all due respect, sir, it's boring to me."
Obi-Wan's brow creases and a spike of alarm sounds in Cody at the idea that he might have hurt his general's feelings.
"No, but that led to me thinking, you see, about why it is boring for me."
The crease smooths briefly until a different concern seems to cross Obi-Wan's mind. "Did you come to a conclusion?" Cody shrugs, watches as a leaf flutters down past Obi-Wan's head, takes a moment to think, turning his previous thoughts over in his head.
I guess I'm not programmed for relaxation, sir."
Obi-Wan hums and holds out a hand for Cody. Hesitantly, Cody walks closer, pulling one cold hand out of his pocket. His general winds their fingers together, giving Cody a light squeeze. "I told you," he says softly, "that you don't have to call me sir when it is just us."
"I know."
Cody sighs.
"But I..."
"Don't you dare say you are programmed to speak that way." Obi-Wan cuts him off. "I have heard the way you speak to your buddy, especially your buddyka. You are capable of being soft. You have feelings, Cody. Wants and needs. If you are bored with this vacation, it is not because you cannot relax. It is simply that this is not a relaxation that works for you." He blinks, takes in Obi-Wan's words carefully.
"That kind of makes sense."
Obi-Wan laughs and gives his hand another squeeze. "I tend to do that, you know." They stand there for a moment, leaves falling around them, taking in the sounds of the forest once more. It actually is nice being here in this moment, taking a forest walk with Obi-Wan.
"I can get behind this,"
Cody admits, smiling.
"But I think you are right. I relax through movement, in a way. Staying still makes me feel like I'm not doing enough for myself."
Obi-Wan nods. "Reminds me of Anakin," he remarks. Cody groans.
"Oh, never compare me to your Padawan again."
"Oh, hush. He's not that bad."
"The only person in the galaxy more energetic than that man is his own Padawan."
"Maybe so."
"Absolutely so."
Obi-Wan snorts. Fine, fine. Back to the point, though, yes? You can't stay still. And this bothers you.
I don't know if bothers is quite the right word, Cody replies. But it does feel abnormal, I suppose. Again, it goes back to that feeling of being programmed to be like this. Like, because I am a clone, I am designed to always be active.
But look at your brothers, his general pushes. Sure, some are remarkably like you, though I think many siblings might point out they are alike one another without being clones. But to say that you are all the same, all programmed to be this way, that would be a rather egregious statement. Do you know how many times I've walked in on a clone sitting idly by, reading a book quietly, or creating some sort of art? Each one of you is unique in some way. Even those of you with similar interests or energies.
Warmth rushes over Cody in that moment, despite the crisp air around him. The way Obi-Wan talks about his body is always so beautiful, so impassioned. It shows that the man truly cares about them, all of them, for who they are, not what they are. He could kiss him, if that wouldn't be impertinent. Instead, he gives him a smile. Thank you, Obi-Wan.
Anytime, Cody.
Belatedly, Cody realizes that they are still holding hands. Cold fingers wound through cold fingers. He considers pulling away, briefly, but decides that if Obi-Wan hasn't yet, with all his Jedi decorum, then Cody doesn't have to, either.
Now, Obi-Wan says, let's finish this walk and get you warm, yes?
Cody nods, emphasized by the idea of indoors. Please, Was there a reason you wanted to explore this particular forest?
No reason, except...
A pause.
Except I wanted you to get to experience a new season, a new landscape. I thought that maybe it would bring you happiness.
There is that guilt. It does make me happy. I'm sorry if I insulted you earlier. I just, like I said, I was feeling odd. Like my skin is crawling with the need to be productive. I just can't sit and experience things, but this was nice, walking with you. I like being with you.
I like being with you, too, Obi-Wan reassures him. And next time, I won't complain when you drag me around to duel. So long as you'll finish this walk with me, try some tea when we get inside, and let me read my favorite book to you for a bit.
I think I can manage that.
Good. They do finish their walk. Cody tries to be more present, pointing out the tail of a retreating tree creature and picking up particularly interesting leaves. He finds a strange little creature on a leaf he picks up. It reminds him of pocket-sized huts. In turn, Obi-Wan shows him how to find this strange fungus that grows under decaying leaves. explains to him why the leaves change colors at this time of the year on this planet. Cody hopes that one day, he'll be able to take these vacations with Obi-Wan and feel the same satisfaction he feels after a long day of beating himself up in training exercises. He hopes that Obi-Wan will keep him around long enough for that to be possible. He hopes for forest walks and training sessions and long nights by the fire. He hopes that one day he will be able to kiss him. Cody allows himself to hope for it all. The end. This has been recorded for Potawin, for the prompt Fal, and for Potfiki Bingo, for the square Repod a Potfic. This fic has 2 potfics, so this is an extra repod, I guess. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me. Please remember to leave kudos to K-Verve and to me, and to drink some water today.